My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our dear Bhagwan. And we thank Bhagwan for all the gifts and all the blessings and all the love and grace that he showers on all of us. We have the honor and privilege of having Dr. Samuel Sandweiss and his wife Sharon Sandweiss talk to children. I will give a brief introduction to this wonderful couple who needs no introduction. Dr. Samuel Sandweiss, an eminent psychiatrist from San Diego, California, is one of the early devotees from the USA to visit Swami and recognize his divinity. He is the author of widely read books, Sai Baba, Holy Man and the Psychiatrist, Spirit and the Mind, and With Love, Man is God. Our retreat theme is based on his latest book, With Love, Man is God. Without any further ado, we welcome Dr. Samuel and Mrs. Sharon Sandweiss. Sai Ram.
Well, Sai Ram, everyone. First order is to offer this meeting to Swami and pray that he comes through our words so that we feel his presence and we're happy and we feel that he's with us. Because he's always with us, but we have to remind ourselves sometimes. And so we pray that we feel his presence when we're speaking with each other.
But I think they brought the presence in with their singing. That was rousing, and I know he's right here with us, enjoying every minute of it.
I can't get over your singing. I mean, there was so much energy. It reminded me when I was, 10 years old. My God, you gave us great energy. Where did you get all that energy? I mean, have you been practicing a long time? Must have been practicing for a year or something. Because the bhajans were great. I mean, Jaya Ma. We came into Jaya Ma. Oh, did that ever make our hearts warm? I mean, do you realize when you sing like that, what you do to other people, how their hearts start to melt? I mean, maybe you don't realize it, how powerful the bhajan is when other people are listening. Did you feel that way when you were singing Jaya Ma? Were you?
You could see all the smiling faces in the back. All your parents and teachers
all the
were
parents
smiling
are,
and happy.
Their hearts are melting. But I mean, because you sing it with a certain kind of energy, you don't realize it, that you have a lot of energy in you. You know that? Do you know you have a lot of energy? I mean, you're growing. So we thank Swami that we're having the chance to be with you. And Sharon generally reads a little reading to begin with. So she's going to read something.
Baba's words are so beautiful. So if you're ever feeling down, you just have to open up a book, any book of Baba's words, and just turn to something, and you'll find answers, you'll find comfort. So here I'm going to read where Baba reading a little message in which he's telling you he wants to be your good friend, your best friend, other than, of course, your parents and your siblings. So here's Baba. Do you know the attitude of most of my devotees? They respect me, they venerate me, they hold me in great esteem and awe. But how many of them dance with me, romp with me? How many of them talk to me intimately and confide in me as if they were confiding in their best friend? But no, they stand before me with their bent heads and their folded hands, and their hearts are beating fast in terror. And they're just rooted to the spot. Instead, why don't you say to me, can't you be the one I'm seeking? Why can't you be my friend, Baba? Try. It is not an impossible task. Try, and you will succeed.
Well, we thought a little bit, what could we say that you'd like to hear? You know, what would you like to hear? And so we thought that maybe we'd ask you what you'd like to hear, and also what's on your mind. I mean, so that we just hear from you to begin with. If we don't hear anything, then we'll just go on and we'll put you to sleep.
No, speak for yourself.
Okay. But I'm wondering, you know, Swami said that he can come to you in any way that you'd like. And he's done it with me, and I think he's done it with Sharon, my wife. And so I'd like to hear what way you would like to see Swami come to you. To think that through just a little bit, because he could come to you in that way at any time. If you wanted Swami to come to you as a friend or something, would it be a little boy? Would it be a teenager? Would it be Vishnu? Would it be an eagle? I mean, think for a second, what way would you like him to come to you?
Or show his
look
presence.
At this. Right off the bat, we've got somebody raising their hand. And that's what's great. Okay, if anybody is courageous enough to participate, that's good. What do you think? Okay.
Maybe as like a 7-year-old, so we could like play together.
That's.
Why would he be? What, honey?
You know, like a 7-year-old, so he could play together.
But he is.
But you know what? We were reading a story last night when Swami was very, very young, almost like a 7-year-old. I will tell you about that. His playmates loved him so much. They because, you know, he was so full of fun, and he would play with them and tease them, and he would materialize things for them, and they were so much in love with him. And we'll tell you the story in just a second. Now, who else raised their hand? Who is?
Yep.
What is your name?
I.
Ty?
Sai.
That sounds familiar. Okay. What?
Like a friend.
Like a friend.
A friend.
Like a 7-year-old friend, or?
Like, how much years old am I? Like, in my class or something.
Let me tell you one thing. When we first brought our daughters to Baba to show you how he can be your a playful friend, they were very nervous and scared when he called us in as a family, and they came into the little inner room and they sat way in the at the wall and waiting for him, and they didn't know what to expect, and they were just like this reading. They were shivering and a little nervous and scared, and then Baba all of a sudden popped his head in the door and he said, "Boo!"
Oh, I'm sorry, did I scare you?
You scared everybody.
Did I scare you? Okay. And they jumped and he said, "Everybody come close, come close." And he gathered all of the girls. We have 4 daughters. Yay, women. And they and then he gathered the girls around and he said, "Come close, be like a family with me." And so that was their first experience of Baba. The second thing, they showed him a picture of our beloved dog, Woolly Bear, who was big. He was beautiful, 108 pounds of beauty. And he barked when people would come to the door, but except on Thursday night when we had our center meeting. He never barked. He let people come in. We've had a center in our home for 36 years. Every Thursday, people come. He never barked. And so Baba looked at the picture and he said, "Oh, he's a special dog. He's not like other dogs. He's a good dog. He has a big bark, but not a mean bark. Woof, woof." And then Baba barked. He barked just like our Woolly Bear. That's how showing you how playful Sai Baba is and how he comes like a friend and how he is like a friend in your life.
Well, we were reading a story about Swami, and we're going to tell the story in just a second about when Swami was very young and he took on the role of a dancer. You know this story about Rishindramani? You know the story about Rishindramani? You know, we once told that story someplace, and somebody came up and said, "Rishindramani is my relative." We didn't even know, you know, what actual stories that are happening right now, Rishindramani.
It may have been in our last Chicago.
Maybe it wasn't Chicago, from Chicago.
7 years ago.
Anyways, Swami would play with his friends, and everybody liked him so much. And then one day, he said, "I'm not part of the school anymore. All of a sudden, he broke from his will. He says, I'm not part of the school anymore, and I'm going to start my mission. I'm going away. And the kids cried and cried. Do you know that story? Because they loved him so much. This was very difficult. It's hard to understand when he started his mission. He just broke with it, and the little children that loved him so much were so sad. But he said that they all became his devotees. They became his devotees. Well, anybody else?
We have to look at the girl side, honey. Okay. Remember, we're going to go back and forth. Right?
Girls?
Women have a lot to say.
Oh,
right?
Do they ever? Do they ever?
Baba says women are the are.
High five that one, because, you know, we have four daughters. There was a lot of female energy in our family. Four daughters. And one guy.
And Wooly Bear, the dog.
Yeah, he was my only buddy. So, girls, young ladies, do you have how would you like Swami to come to you?
Or how he would like...
Yes, look, we have somebody, a brave soul over here. How would you like?
If he comes like a dog, I could keep him as my pet for the rest
of
my life.
Comes like a doll or...
Dog.
A dog. Well, that's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, has an avatar ever come as an animal? Yeah, what animal has he come as? Huh? A turtle? Dog? Has he ever come as a dog?
But you know, honey, the song, chant the name of God, sing the glory of the Lord. He's all names and all forms. He's all names and all forms. So he is.
He could come as a dog easily.
He is easily.
In fact, I thought Wooly Bear was Swami.
I know.
Yeah. And we have a cat now. And,
two.
We adopted this cat.
Two of them.
Two cats. But one, the one I'm going to tell you about, his name is Buddha. So every time we call Buddha, you know, he never pays any attention. Anybody have a cat here? The cats don't pay any attention. Wooly Bear used to love to mind me. And if I said Wooly Bear, he'd jump up and he'd come over. But the cats, they just ignore you, you know, like like sometimes my daughters.
Oh, no.
No, okay.
No.
Anybody else, how you'd like Swami to come to you? Yes, good, brave, good.
I always imagine Swami coming to me as a beautiful flower.
Oh, that's very, very nice. But would the flower ever wilt, or would it be always fresh? Always fresh. You know, one of my daughters...
Our daughters.
One of our daughters once asked Swami, because he looked so beautiful. We were in an interview and he looked so beautiful that she said, Swami, how do you look like this? How are you like this all the time? What did Swami say?
He said, I'm always fresh. And he said, it's my purity.
My purity. I'm always fresh. It's my purity.
And he went on to say, see, no wrinkles, no gray, no glasses. I can see an ant a mile away. And then he asked me, and how old are you? As I was wearing my glasses and I have wrinkles and younger than Baba, he was showing that I'm not as pure quite yet.
Well, whatever way you want Swami to come to you, he can come to you in the highest of the highest. You know, in the Gita, you know the Bhagavad Gita? Have you ever heard of the Bhagavad Gita? Well, there's a chapter there where Krishna is talking about his forms and how he looks. Because some of us can't understand it. You know, we can't understand how great Swami is. If we say Swami is actually here, right now, he's actually here, how many of us would really believe that he's actually here? Would you really believe it? Really? Oh, well then, if he all of a sudden materializes right here, would you be surprised, or would you just say, we knew you were here? Well, what do you think? Would you say, we knew you were here? If he just all of a sudden go pop,
but you know what, honey? He comes in a lot of different ways showing that he's here, even though he's not here in the form. I wanted to tell a quick story.
Yes.
May I tell a quick story about
yes.
About our daughters? When they were a little older, maybe in their early teens, but at least the twins, we have twins and then two younger, and they were driving. So they were 16, whatever, 13, 11, 12. And
driving
so,
at 13?
No, no, 16. They were 16. They were just driving.
It's something I didn't know about.
No, I was trying to remember their ages. So they had a friend who had a birthday that night, but then they were the older girls were studying because they had an exam the next day. You know what happens when you have an exam. All of a sudden, you're cramming and trying to get the information. And so, but the younger girls said, we've got to go out and get a balloons. We've got to say happy birthday to our friend. He's not going to be happy, and he's a very good friend. And so but the girls said, no, but we have to study. Oh, fine. The younger girls said, no, let's go. So finally, okay, they got into the car. But all the way they were discussing, but really we shouldn't be coming out, and the stores are probably closed now, and how are we going to find balloons? And so they were discussing, we don't want to say arguing, right? They were having a very strong discussion. Let's call it that. You know how that goes. And they pulled a car over to the side of the street. They were near the person, their friend's home, but they were still debating, should we go out? Should we just go to him and just say happy birthday? We won't bother with the balloons and the, you know, cookie or something. Then one of the girls said, look. And they looked out the window, and they were parked next to a home, and there was a trash collection the next day. And coming out of the garbage can were two balloons. And they said, look it, there are two balloons. And one of the girls, the youngest one, got out, Judy, and she said, one says, you're special. The other one says, happy birthday. They were attached to some wood stands, you know, they were tied. So the balloons and the strings were clean. You know, the wood was, they said, look it, they're being given away. That's Baba, he's given us our balloons. They clipped off the balloons. They took them over to the boy, and they knew that Baba had helped them resolve this little discussion and also provided them with this present. Now, this is, someone would say, that's so, oh, that's just coincidence. Oh, that's nothing. But how many of you believe that was Baba was helping the girls? Yeah, so I'll bet you, does anyone here have an experience like that they want to share? Where they think
before
Baba...
that, I want to tell a story.
Oh, sorry.
I want to tell a boy's story, because that's kind of a girly story, you know, because there are a lot of girls in our family. This is a boy's story, okay? And I heard this from one of the students. You know, during sports day, the students get together and they do a lot of activity. You know, they can do karate and break boards. Have you ever seen it? They're very strong. Some of these students are very, very strong. So they were practicing and doing their athletics at the Hillview Stadium, and Swami came in his car. And all of them came to attention because, you know, they're very respectful of Swami. And Swami got out, and he looked at them, and they were really strong young boys because they were working out. And at the college there, working out and doing athletics and doing some kind of exercise as part of their routine. So they're very strong. And Swami said, I bet you that you think your strength comes from your muscles. And they said, yes, we think so. So Swami says, that's not true. Your strength doesn't come from your muscles. Now, that was a little strange to tell guys. So one of the big guys, you know, he had all these muscles like this. I mean, really ripped, as they say, you know? Really ripped in a little, what do you call it, something board stomach? Yeah. What is that? Is this a boy story or a girl story? I don't. Anyways, he started to laugh. You know, this guy started to laugh. So Swami said, come on down here. And you know, this is a real story. And Swami just weighs 108 pounds. You know, he's like 5'1". He looks really small. So he said, take my hand and wrestle with it. So, you know, he was a little scared to do that because he was a big, ripped guy. And Swami looked a little slow, and you didn't want to hurt Swami. So he just went like this, and he couldn't move Swami. So then he started a little harder, and he couldn't move Swami. This is hard to believe. So he really started to sweat and strain. You know, he was a big guy, and
he was going like this and like that, and he couldn't move Swami. And so the guy started to laugh at him. And then Swami said, okay, call one of your friends. So a friend came. Now this is a real story. And so he says, both of you try. And so they started a little slow, but then they were sweating and sweating and sweating. And then Swami went boom and threw them to the ground. You know, is it a little storybook story? You're real. These young boys swear by it. And Swami said, see, it's not the muscle. And you know where he said he got his power from? Where do you think his power came from if it wasn't from his muscles? Yes. Say it again. Devotion. Well, that's pretty close. That's a actual good answer. Who is Swami devoted to? That's a good question. Who is Swami devoted to? I mean, who? That's pretty close. That's a pretty good answer. Who's the only one that's stronger than Swami? Oh, you can't be an adult and answer this. There's got to be... Yes! Who? Who is it? Jesus. Well, Jesus and Swami are very close together. They may be the same, you know. So when you're that high, yes? Who? Shiva. You know, I once talked to somebody who saw Swami turn into Shiva. I don't know if you've ever heard this person by the name of Kasturi. Have you ever heard of Kasturi? You have? He wrote the biography of Swami, and he once told me he was talking to Swami. He was just walking with Swami, and Swami was talking a little bit about Shiva, and Kasturi didn't understand something. So Swami said, look at me. And he saw Swami turn into Shiva, sitting on Shiva's bull. You know the name of the bull that Shiva... Huh?
The rock? Yeah.
Close?
He's on a small rock.
The Shiva's...
Yeah.
Huh? Nanda. Is that what you said? The bull. And he saw him sitting like that. Well, okay, the answer to this is purity. What is purity? Because a lot of people don't know what purity is, and and some people don't like the idea of purity, and some people like the idea of purity. But what is purity? If that's where your strength comes from, we should try to understand what that is. What is it? Completely blank. What is it, honey?
You're asking me?
Yes. Is all Swami says that when that happens, when you say what you're actually thinking, when you're honest with what you're saying, not telling any lie, you know, you're honest with, maybe that's where we should just start. When we are honest with what we are saying, and we're telling the truth to people, that's where it begins.
Without hurting anyone's feelings. Truthful without hurting anyone's feelings.
Truthful without hurting a person's feelings, that's right. That's a big one, truthful without hurting a person's feeling. Okay, and if you do that, then divine power starts to come to you. It actually, this is one of the secrets of the teaching. This is how you get your power. You should also get strong. You should learn how to jog a little bit maybe, walk around anyways, pick up things around the house and put them in the right place. That's good for the parents, you know, they like to hear that. Okay, let's talk about Rishindramani. Okay, because you know the story about Rishindramani? One day at Swami's school, they were having a great dancer that was going to come and perform. Now, this dancer was extraordinarily gifted, and because she was going to come and perform, people from all over wanted to come, and they were going to raise money for certain...
For the school.
And they had this great dancer. How great was she?
She was so extraordinary. She would dance, not only dance beautifully, but she would put on her head a cup. On the cup, she put a plate, and on the plate, she put wicks. It's, they say wicks, it's probably like little candles, you know, wicks that were probably lit. And then, while she was dancing with all of this on her head, she would lean over and pick up a crutch, of all things. I don't know why a crutch. And so that was her great claim to fame.
That showed how much balance she had. Now, if you think that that's easy, we're going to test you out in a second, because we brought a plate and a cup.
We don't have the wicks.
And we're going to see who can do that. We'll see if anybody can put a cup on their head, put a plate on top of it, and dance around. You don't have to dance.
You don't have to dance.
Huh?
They don't have to dance.
They don't have to dance. They don't have to dance.
But then what happened?
So here comes the rest of the story.
We'll make it short.
Something happened, and Rashin Ramani could not come to the school. And here everybody was coming from all far and wide. And so Swami told the headmaster, I will do the dance. This little boy came up and said, I will do the dance. I says, can you do the dance? He said, yes, I will. And I'll dress up like Rashin Ramani, and they will not be able to tell the difference.
Oh, but plus, I'll do it one better than Rashin Ramani. Not only will I put the cup, the plate, the wicks, but then instead of picking up a crutch, I'm going to pick up a needle with my eyebrow while I'm dancing. Can you believe that?
Now, we're going to stop there for a second and see if anybody can just walk with a plate and a cup on their head. We'll just see if you can do that. And then we'll put a pencil or something down there and see if you can pick it up.
But then we should finish the story too. So.
Well, let's stop here for a second, get a little activity going here. I'm surprised so many people want to try it. We'll do one guy and one girl, okay? One guy and one girl. Somebody who hasn't, because you said something already. You said devotion. So this fellow right here, you want to try? Come on up. Okay. Starting with the guys. Okay, and Sharon will deck them out here. Okay.
We're going to do the cup and then the plate. Oh, this is going to be so hard. Maybe it may have been a wider cup. Oh, that's good. Forget the wick. hey, pretty good balance. Okay, that's good. We'll not make him dance, okay? You don't have to. Oh, honey, this far?
Yeah, that far. Now remember, Swami's dancing. This is pretty good. Okay, now what is your name? What is her name, honey?
Treya.
Treya? Okay, you're gonna cheer for your sister. Treya? Shreya? Shreya. Okay. Shreya, we're gonna make it harder for you. You gotta walk over. Oh no, okay, we won't do that. Okay. That was a one heck of a try. Now, you know, Swami came and he had little bracelets on, little anklets. He had bracelets. He had put a sari on, and he came in just like the wind. He came in so graceful. Who wants to try one more try?
Should we tell the rest of the story, honey?
One last try, because we're into it here. Okay, one second. Since the big guys couldn't do it, we got to get a little. Okay. He's not so little, but he's littler. Okay. And what is your name? Arnie? Well, let me see. Let me see if I can get it. What's his name?
Anil.
potential hazard here. I'm going to move this closer. We don't want him to. We don't want him to trip. Whoa! Now, you, honey, you put it at an angle. Oh, he's got a sliding. He's got a sliding technique. Whoa, he's cool. He's smooth. Wow, look at that. No, don't. He's getting close.
Okay, now comes a big deal.
This is the hard.
You can tell that it's difficult, right?
Wow, that was...
And that's I mean, we're just trying here, just walking and picking up a pencil, but Swami was going to dance. He was going to dance all around the stage, and there was even more stuff on the
wicks,
top.
Wicks.
There were wicks with candles on
and
it.
And then it was a needle.
And it was a needle. He was going to come down and pick it up with his eyebrow.
How? I can't even imagine.
I mean, it's hard. We can't understand such a thing. But, it's like the teaching in the Gita. Of anything that you wish, Swami is the greatest. And here he came like a little dancer. So you want to tell the rest of the...
Well, then quickly, because we have to end. Quickly, after the performance, everyone was cheering on their feet. They were so amazed at this Rishendramani, who outdid herself. Of course, we knew it was Swami. And then a very important person from the Britisher, from the town, came up and said, I'm going to give a special medal, and I'm going to pin it on Rishendramani, because I'm so impressed.
And I'm going to pin this on Rishendramani.
And then... No, 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 no.
Swami says,
Baba
no,
said,
no, no.
No, 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 no. I'm a woman. You can't touch me. Give it in my hand.
No, no, no. I'm going to pin it on you.
No, 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 no.
See, he acted it out because he was playing a lady.
Treat me like a sister. You must not touch me. Give it in my hand.
Treat me like a brother. I'm going to put it on you.
And meanwhile, Baba's principal was saying, give it to him, please. Let him do it. Let him do it. He's an important person. Even Swami's father was saying, let him do it. Let him do it, because he's a very important person. You don't want to offend him. But no, Baba said no. And this went on for 10 minutes.
Finally,
treat me like a sister.
Finally, I had to say, okay, I'll just give it in your hand then.
Ta-da!
Swami Swami won again.
But then the next day, they were going to give us special awards to everybody else who was in the program, and they were going to have Rishendramani give her a special award. And they said, Rishendramani. And there comes little Satya walking up, and the security people were saying, no, 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 you're a little boy. You can't come up. And then the principal said, he was Rishendramani. And people were... They were disbelieving. They couldn't believe.
And they cheered.
They cheered.
Cheered and cheered. And that brings the story to the end. So what to take away? Whatever you would like from Swami, you have to be careful. Whatever way you'd like him to come to you, think about it a little bit and stay centered on it. Think about it more than a day, and Swami will probably come to you. He comes to us in many different ways. Many different ways.
Look for him, because he's probably there right now. He's coming to you in the form of your parents, friend. Something is going to come to you that's
flower,
so special. A flower.
A special flower. Thank you, young adults and younger than young adults. It was really nice seeing you, and let's thank Swami together. Thank you, Swami. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Oh, because you are so much energy, let's do three ohms and then, an om and three shantis, an om and three shantis together, okay? Who wants to lead it? Does anybody want to lead it? Who's doing? Okay. Is he the official leader? Good, okay. Om.
Sha. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Jai Sai Ram.
Jai!